Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you north to our French-speaking neighbors of Quebec, Canada, to learn more about their cultural tourism. We protect the know-how, our guide explained. This summed up the goal of Quebec's Econo-Museum system. Begun in 1992, this network safeguards knowledge of ancient trades such as blacksmith forging, bread baking, cheese making, and even apple cider production. Today, 51 handicraft and agri-food trade businesses promote the crafts by opening up their work in progress to public view and selling the finished products. Families can easily combine vacation and education by exploring these examples of life in the past. Most are in Quebec province. To be a member, the artisan must use traditional methods, but be open to new and creative uses of the craft. Those who qualify proudly display the designation of Econo-Musée on their signs, in French, of course. The Econo-Museums vary greatly in size and offerings. Many charge from an informative tour and demonstration. On the beautiful Île d'Orléans, near Quebec City, La Forge à Picasso is a blacksmith shop open for touring and viewing. Using the same techniques that originally produced tools, horseshoes, and machines, Guy Bell and his assistant now create an array of beautiful wrought iron work for the home, furnishings, stair railings, and decorative pieces. On the opposite side of the island, a wonderful crème de cassis is produced by the Mona family using local black currants. The liqueur is mixed with white wine or champagne for the traditional French cure apéritif. Recipes are provided to allow experimentation, including a cassis margarita, a new and creative use of an old craft, and a wonderful fusion drink. Down the road in Charlevoix, artistic heart of Quebec province, papermakers stay busy dipping, pressing, separating, and drying sheets of cotton paper for elegant stationery. Across the St. Lawrence River, wheat is ground by a water mill, fed by an old-fashioned mill pond. We learned the success of this operation depended on a perfectly set and scraped 2,000-pound grindstone, as well as the right direction and amount of wind. If all is lined up properly, 450 pounds of flour can be ground in 1 hour. Children will enjoy exploring the grounds of this mill. The largest Econo-Musée we visited was at La Tarie Charlevoix, where dairy products have been produced since 1948 by the Lab family. Traditional and experimental cheeses are now the emphasis. All stages of cheesemaking are on view with a tour, as well as a sampling of the products. The cheddar curds are used in potin, a Quebecan concoction of French fries topped with cheddar curds and gravy. With great names such as Hercules, their cheeses are sold on-site and sell out every day. There is a traditional museum on the grounds giving a fine history of milk production and its delivery system. The collection of 600 different milk bottles is small by American standards, but still impressive. On a busy summer day, 2,000 tourists will visit the La Tarie, including many families. We were only able to sample a few of the Econo-Museums, but it was enough to appreciate the effort being made to protect ancient arts and trades. Blacksmith shops, cheese creameries, and paper mills are now interactive museums, as well as studios for production of traditional trades. The result has been good for creativity, protection of ancient crafts, education of students, and for family tourism. Maybe Northeast Texas could explore this new idea of what a museum should look like. We have dairies, blacksmiths, winemakers, coffee roasters, quilt makers, and other ancient trades still being practiced here. It would be a great regional project, and families would appreciate the opportunity to have fun while learning a thing or two.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.